USA Radio News with John Hunt.
We've got the latest on when the Senate might get the articles of impeachment. With that story, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
As even many Democrats are pressuring House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to send the articles of impeachment to the Senate, she says we can expect developments this week.
I would be consulting with my members this week on Tuesday morning at our regular caucus meeting that we would vote to send them over, and we'll determine in our meeting when we send them over.
She spoke on ABC's This Week. Pelosi has said she was withholding the articles until she was sure that a Senate trial would be fair.
The death toll continues to rise from severe storms that carved a wide swath through Texas and the South all the way up to Chicago. The number is now up to 11, according to the National Weather Service. Tornadoes have struck in Oklahoma, Texas, Alabama, and Louisiana. This is USA Radio News.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitutional money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
On Face the Nation, Secretary of Defense Mark Esper stated that the United States and the world is a safer place because of the actions of President Donald Trump and the United States military.
We are safer today than we were just a few weeks ago. Why? Because we took out the world's foremost terrorist leader, Qassem Soleimani, who had the blood of hundreds of American dead service members on his hands. Secondly, we restored deterrence with Iran without any United States casualties. And third, we reassured our partners and allies in the region that we will stand up and defend our interests.
Esper also said in the interview that he believes the president that at least four embassies would have been targeted by Soleimani if the American military had not taken action immediately. A volcano south of the Philippine capital has erupted with a massive plume of ash and steam, prompting thousands of people to flee and officials to shut down Manila's airport. There have been no immediate reports of injuries, and authorities scrambled to evacuate more than 6,000 people. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All America. American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
One of the largest suppliers of parts to Boeing's troubled 737 MAX is laying off at least 2,800 workers in the United States. The supplier, Spirit AeroSystems, said it may also have to cut more workers if production of the grounded jet does not resume soon. Boeing's 737 MAX jets in airline fleets around the world have been grounded since March following the second crash of the airplane in less than 6 months. Those two crashes killed 346 passengers and crew. Crews battling wildfires in Australia say that they've been able to turn from defense to offense for the first time in weeks thanks to a break in the weather. Dale McLean, who's helping manage the response to a fire near the town of Bodilla in New South Wales, was part of a team that was bulldozing down small trees and burning scrub ahead of the fire's projected path to try to stop it from reaching a major highway by starving it of any fuel. Meanwhile, U.S. tennis star Serena Williams donated her $43,000 winner's check from New Zealand's ASB Classic to the fundraising appeal for the victims of wildfires, joining many tennis stars, including Novak Djokovic and Maria Sharapova. Also, the news came that a firefighter had been killed. The tragedy brings the death toll to 37 in a crisis that has destroyed more than 2,000 homes and scorched an area larger than Indiana. Four of the casualties have been firefighters. Thanks for spending part of your weekend with us. We appreciate it. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.